been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the September 5th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting from the shores of the Ashley River in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. Well, we have a very mixed market today, as we have Jack Dorsey right now and Sheryl Sandberg, heavyweights in the FANG industry, testifying before Congress, and that's causing a spill right now in the tech sector, the FANG stocks. In fact, right now we have the NASDAQ down 82 points, which translates to a 1% drop, and that puts the NASDAQ clear down to 8,008. In fact, as I listened to Jack Dorsey, almost heard him saying, please regulate us, please. It's out of our control, some of these things that are going on. Regulate us. And I think the market is reacting to that, especially the tech stocks. The Dow not so bad, however. The Dow down 11 points. 25,940 is where the Dow now sits. The S&P 500 is down 10 points, caught in the middle of the Dow and the NASDAQ. The S&P is down a third of a percent. It's at 2,887. Russell 2000 down a half a percent. Oil down about a half of a percent here this morning. The bond market, which got rocked yesterday, actually seeing a little, no, actually it's down now. You've got 2.92 now on the 10-year, as there were some pretty hot economic reports that came in yesterday that sent the bond market lower. Gold is up $3.40 to 1202. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we're headed for Minnesota next week. We will be there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The workshop is Wednesday night. We've got a good crowd coming to that. Man, I'll tell you what, that's the place to be in Minneapolis on next Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. at the Radisson Blu. The Radisson Blu. And, of course, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're also meeting with folks. You can get in touch with us if you'd like to come to either one of those two events. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST. November, we're headed back to Sarasota. I have a speaking engagement down there where I get to invite my radio audience. We'll be in Sarasota. And then in December, we'll be in Sun City West, where the sun sinks in the west, on Sun City in December. And then in January, it looks like we will be up in the great northwest of Seattle. Well, the pot stocks are on fire today. The technology stocks are selling off today, and it's pretty easy to figure out the reason why. Right now, you have Sheryl Sandberg testifying before Congress. She's the COO of Facebook. You have Jack Dorsey, the creator of Twitter and Square, also testifying today before Congress on how they plan on handling the upcoming November election, the midterm elections, hoping there will be no interference or no manipulation of the social media to tilt the vote one way or another. And this is putting the tech stocks under pressure. You know, this has always been kind of a subject in the background. How large do we let these companies get? How influential do we let these companies get? There's a lot of bad actors that have used Twitter and have used Facebook and have used other social media sites to influence bots that are trolling the social media space. There's all kinds of nefarious activity that goes on there. And as I listened to Dorsey, it was almost like he was saying, yes, we do need help in policing all of this. So that's putting the tech stocks under a little bit of pressure. The cannabis stocks, however, are showing some life again. Kronos Group, CRON, Canopy Growth, CGC, Tilray, TLRY. We need to come up with an acronym for them. Is it TCC, I guess? Tilray, Canopy, Kronos. There's also an I in there, and that is a REIT, a marijuana REIT. They buy and sell and hold the pot-growing facilities. The hurricane has kind of come and gone, or it's there, but a lot less damage than expected. Tropical Storm Gordon, it whipped the southern tip of Florida. It moved on to the Gulf Coast. They're still expecting a storm surge of up to 5 feet, 8 inches of rain across Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana. I'll tell you what, I could feel the moist air here in Charleston as I attempted a run yesterday. It's already fairly humid here, but it was extra humid yesterday as I think a little bit of tropical storm in the air, making it very difficult for outside activity. Oil did jump yesterday. The oil rigs were being evacuated. But in the end, the storm has had very little impact on oil. Well, we've had a major milestone yesterday. Amazon did hit $1 trillion. I believe it happened during my show yesterday. During the show, I was looking at Amazon stock, which has backed off today. It's down below $1 trillion right now. It's at only $987 billion, a very minuscule amount. But Amazon did hit $1 trillion. It follows Apple into the $1 trillion club. In fact, yesterday it got as high as $2,050, which was the market needed to hit. Right now it's back down to $2,013 as the NASDAQ is underwater so far today, down about 1% on the NASDAQ. Amazon is up 75% in 2018. Oh, yeah, okay, 75% return. It's added over $435 billion to its market cap this year, or about one Walmart. That puts it in perspective. That's what it's added to its market capitalization. And, of course, I continue to own Amazon in my premier growth portfolio. Boy, there's no relief for the poor emerging markets. I looked at them yesterday. They were getting stomped on again. They're getting stomped on again today. If you've been listening to the Best Stocks Now radio hour, I also let you know where the best asset classes are now, the best indexes in the world are now, the best sectors in the market are now. Now, the modern portfolio theory, if you're in the growth accumulation phase of your investing life, it tells you you should have, 10, 20, 30% exposure to the emerging markets. I say fooey on that. The emerging markets gave a full-on sell signal earlier this year. They remain on that sell signal. The emerging markets are in a bear market. You want to be invested in bear markets? I don't think so. That makes no sense to me. Man, they're down another 1.4% today after getting clocked yesterday. They're sitting at their 52-week lows right now. And things, in my opinion, still look bleak for the emerging markets as Argentina has a battle to face. Turkey has a battle to face. Brazil has a battle to face. Russia's under severe sanctions. And let's not forget China, the second biggest market in the world. They have a very severe issue right now as the trade war continues. My best advice, avoid the emerging markets. Continue to avoid the emerging markets. Well, Argentina, Turkey. Now it's Indonesia. Equity sank for the fifth day. The rupiah is falling. Oh, and let's not forget South Africa, where the rand is hit hard by the country's first economic correction since 2009. South Africa has now become the worst performing emerging market currency this week as they continue to redistribute land in South Africa. U.S. and Canada resume their NAFTA negotiations. If you remember, we ended the weekend. We went into Labor Day hoping for a Canadian agreement on NAFTA. We've already got Mexico on board. If we can get Canada on board, we can move on and try to fix this China situation. Well, they're talking. We'll see if anything comes from Canada this week. When we come back, a red-hot economic report sends bonds plunging. More on that when we come back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The tech stocks very much underwater today. Almost a 100-point drop now for the NASDAQ. As two major tech executives testify today on the Hill, you've got Jack Dorsey of Twitter, and you've got, I can't think of her name right now, but she is the COO of Facebook, both testifying today, and that is sending the NASDAQ south, and it is also starting to now bring the Dow down. The Dow is now down 53 points, the S&P 500 down about 10 points, NASDAQ down 100, however, on what's going on today in Washington, D.C. You see how it impacts? How do people testifying before Congress impact my 401k? Well, look at your 401k tomorrow and you'll see that it's down today because of what is going on Little Hill. Now, what sent the bond market tanking yesterday? Big hit to the bond market. Well, another thing that impacts your 401k in your IRA, the ISM Manufacturing Index Report, which was reported yesterday. The ISM Manufacturing Index. Now remember, this is one of President Trump's pet projects, is to bring back manufacturing to America. Well, apparently it's working because the ISM Manufacturing Index came in at 61.3. This is the highest print in quite some time. This shows that maybe there is an overheated economy in certain sectors of our economy. Maybe the Fed does need to act quickly to cool this thing down before it gets too hot and inflation rears its ugly head. Well, that's not happening yet, but the Fed is all about prevention. Preventing this from happening, being out in front of it. Many think that the Fed is way behind the curve. Trump obviously thinks that they're way ahead of the curve. Nevertheless, the bond market yesterday voted with its dollars, and it voted with both fists that the economy is too hot and the Fed is going to need to act more quickly than they have been suggesting. Treasury yields yesterday popped clear up to 2.90. They're at 2.92 today. That's all you have to do is look at a any bond ETF. I'm looking at TLT right now. Let's pull up Liquid, LQD, which saw the massive outflows last week. Well, whoever sold those massive amounts of shares last week, they're happy because yesterday, look at Twitter, down 5% today. You see what I'm saying? Facebook's down just 1.4% right now on this testimony being given. Sheryl Sandberg is the COO of Twitter. But anyways, back to the bond market. Liquid, LQD, that's a $34 billion ETF. Many asset allocators use it to get their prescription filled on their asset allocation spit out of their MoneyGuide Pro software. I have 60-year-old couple sitting before me. They should have 40%, 30 to 40% of their assets in the bond market, which is in a bear market, and it only is going to get worse. But that's what the MoneyGuide Pro software says. That's what the pie chart says. See that little yellow piece of pie there? That's supposed to be in the bond market. And many of them use LQD, which are investment grade. It's an investment grade bond index. Well, it got whacked yesterday. It had its biggest outflow in years last week. And today it's down again. I continue to have zero. Hear that, asset allocators and modern portfolio theory folks and people that say you can't time the markets? Well, I'm timing the bond market. Take that. I have zero exposure to the bond market. And at some point in time in the future, we don't know the day, the date, the time yet. We may know kind of the season, but at some point in time, we'll want to greatly lower our exposure to the stock market. And that will coincide with a looming recession, a topping out of corporate earnings, those corporate earnings starting to recede, the unemployment rate starting to go up, additional jobless claims starting to go up, GDP slowing down. We have all kinds of indicators that we can check on a weekly basis as to the health of the U.S. economy. How about your home? It's an asset class. According to CoreLogic, your home went up 6.2% over the last 12 months. So if you have a $800 home, this year it should be worth $848,000. If you have a $300,000 home, it should be worth $318,000. You should have made 6% on your home over the last 12 months. That's the national average, according to CoreLogic. What happened to Saudi Arabia yesterday? Is this another emerging market? It got hammered. It's getting hammered again here today. Well, they want oil to stay between $70 and $80 a barrel for now. I guess what Saudi Arabia wants, they will manipulate it somehow to keep oil in that range. Right now, oil is below that level. It's at $69. They were hoping for Tropical Storm Gordon to take out some of those rigs and refineries, but it didn't happen. It shut down just 9% of the U.S. Gulf of Mexico oil production. I continue to have very little exposure, very little, minimal exposure to the energy sector. Well, let's see. Who else? Oh, we still have to hear from Google today. We're hearing right now from Facebook. We're hearing from Twitter. Google's executives, Larry Page and Sundar Pichai, were also invited. Oh, they declined. Yes, they are not there. But Twitter's there. Facebook is there. Twitter is claiming that politics has no role in its decisions. Let's take a look at, I haven't looked at Twitter stock lately. You know, Twitter's had its issues over the years of being profitable and maintaining profitability and maintaining growth. They have grown their earnings over the last 5 years at 67% per year, but Twitter took a huge spill about 6 weeks ago, and Twitter is languishing in about the $33 area right now. Twitter's been as high as 74. That was in its first year as a publicly traded company. It's never reclaimed that territory. And it currently sits at $33 per share. It's a $25 billion company. How's it reacting to Dorsey's testimony today? It's down 5.4%. And Dorsey continues to claim that politics has no role in his decisions. And why did they remove Alex Jones? I mean, whether you agree with Alex Jones or not, isn't he entitled to his political opinions? I don't know. I think, you know, maybe they take down Trump's account if they want to, or anybody's account. I think politics does play a role. That's just me. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio show. The technology sector continues to just get slayed here today. The NASDAQ is now down 122 points. That's a big percentage drop. And it's because you have two big tech executives, Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook and Jack Dorsey of Twitter, and also Square, testifying before Congress today. You know, if I read between the lines on all of this, I think they're still trying to pin the loss of Hillary Clinton on social media. This is one of the reasons she lost the election, is because of social media. Therefore, we need to call these folks on the carpet. What was your role in all of this? And that is why the tech stocks, the NASDAQ, investors in fear that there will be a crackdown on these companies that rely upon advertising revenues. That's the only way that Twitter has to monetize their product, is to run ads, okay? Facebook's the same way. They make all of their money from the advertisements that are placed. And if you cut the amount of viewers and police it more heavily, that could cut into their ad revenues. At least that's what the market is saying about all of this today. Alphabet down 2.1% today. Snap is down 5%. Yelp is down 4.3%. Facebook is actually holding up pretty well. It's only down 1.5%. Twitter is down 5.8%. Right now, it's just amazing how nervous and how short-sighted the market can be from time to time. But that is the nature of the beast. I want to check in on two of the FANG stocks here right now. We already know about Amazon, which hit $1 trillion yesterday. That seems to be a freight train that nobody can stop, okay? Let's check in on Facebook right now. I continue to own Amazon. I continue to own Facebook. Facebook seems to be holding its support level here at about 166, 167, right around there. I just find the valuation to be compelling. I mean, this is still a company that has grown their earnings by 84% per year over the last 5 years. Now, if it should break its support level, then you know what? I may have to move on. But for now, it's holding its support level. It's a half a $1 trillion. It's not the stature of Amazon or Apple, but it's halfway there. They've been growing their earnings by 84% per year over the last 5 years. You currently have a PEG ratio that is under 1. Facebook is trading at just 21 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 22% per year over the next 5 years. That means it's trading right now at a discount to its growth rate. You divide 21 into 22, you get 0.95. I have a 5-year target price on Facebook of $335 per share, which gives it 95% upside potential from here. The stock remains very weak. On the momentum front, it has a relative strength of 26 right now on a scale of 1 to 99. My own momentum grade is D-, but I continue to hold on to it because of the what I could find to be a very compelling value growth at a reasonable price story, at least for now. Now, as far as Netflix goes, which is the N in FANG, you could probably also throw an NVIDIA in there. I dumped all of my Netflix. I had a very large position in Netflix at one time. In fact, it had grown to 7% of my holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management, of my totals under management, AUM, was in Netflix. I was up 120%. I first cut my position in half. I lowered my position to 3.5%. And I kept the other half. Netflix went on another run. Pretty decent run after I sold my first half. And then Netflix reported what I thought was a very poor quarter in this most recent quarter. I was stunned by the deceleration of new subscriber growth. And I looked at it and I said, you know, I've still got 120% profit in this second tranche that I continue to own. I don't like it. I'm selling it. I'm done. Maybe I get back into it at some point in time. You say, why did you sell it? Well, I made 120% on the first tranche, 120% on the second tranche. That's not bad. You've heard the old adage, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Well, I got fat and I got out before I got slaughtered. And I wrote an article which drew a lot of controversy. when I published it a few weeks ago on Seeking Alpha. I said, why I dumped the rest of my Netflix. Oh, I got hammered. I got slayed. The comments, ha, you dummy, you idiot, ah, ha, ha, ha. Well, Netflix is down 6%. Today it's down $21 per share. The chart looks awful. Looks about like Tesla's chart right now. If Netflix were to break $300 per share, it's in big trouble. I am glad to be on the sidelines right now in my Netflix, okay? That's the N in FANG. The other one I want to check in here is NVIDIA. NVIDIA was breaking out to new all-time highs yesterday. What's happening to it today? It's down 2.9% as the NASDAQ is now down 122 points. I have no exposure to NVIDIA. The NASDAQ's now down 129 points. This is one of the worst days of the year for the poor NASDAQ. But the reason I don't own NVIDIA is I don't find it to be a compelling growth, at a reasonable price story. I'm paying for NVIDIA, if I were to buy it, 35 times forward earnings for an 11% grower. That's what the analyst consensus is for the next 5 years, is 10.7%. For that 10.7% in possible growth, you're paying 35 times forward earnings. If you divide 35 by 10, you get a PEG ratio of 3.3. You're paying 3.3 times earnings growth for the stock. When Facebook, you're paying less than 1, 0.95. I try to be a bargain shopper. I just cannot, even though there's some pretty good momentum right now, NVIDIA, I cannot make a case from a valuation point of view. NVIDIA is currently ranked at number 478 out of 5,046 stocks. Now, another thing that I think Facebook has going for it right now is they plan, Instagram has 25 million businesses that already have Instagram accounts. 2 million of those are advertisers. Well, Instagram is working on, and of course Instagram is owned by Facebook. Instagram is working on a standalone app for shopping, which is a big pivot by Facebook towards e-commerce. And of course, e-commerce right now is being dominated by Amazon. There are a few details around the plan for now, but Instagram reportedly feels well-positioned to make the move. An IG shopping, an Instagram shopping app, would allow users to browse goods from merchants that they follow and seal the purchase inside the app, according to the report. And of course, Facebook would take a little piece out of every transaction taking place. Thinking inside the company is that most online businesses already need an Instagram account, and Facebook could roll out more tools for merchants who are building out their businesses on the platform. So count me bullish still on Facebook and bearish on Netflix. Okay, one other one in the FANG sequence here. What about Apple? Let's check in on Apple. What are they up to? Well, they'll have a big announcement a week from today on their new iPhones. They also rise to number one in wearables shipments. There is an ETF called Wear, symbol WEAR, which is the wearables. I never really got into that one. But international wearable shipments for Apple grew 5.5% to 27.9 million units. They now have more wearable units than Xiaomi and Fitbit. They're number one in wearables. The stock today, Apple, it's down about 1% as the NASDAQ continues to take it on the chin today in front of Capitol Hill. Yeah. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. Maybe the worst is behind us with the Nasdaq. It has recovered about 25 points. It's still down 100, but it's not down 127 anymore. I still think there's some great technology stocks out there. Amazon, by the way, hit $1 trillion yesterday and a new all-time high. That's in the FANG sequence, isn't it? How about Amazon, which is also in the FANG, or Apple, which is in the FANG sequence? It hit a trillion a couple of weeks ago. Well, I don't like them all, but I think that they're still very, very formidable growth stories in today's world. No, IBM is not growing by 84% per year anymore. Other companies have dethroned IBM, are now sitting at the top of the mountain. You want to own those companies that are either at the top or rising, not those that are descending down the other side of the mountain. They've fallen from their perch. They're losing business. Their earnings and their sales are going backwards. Okay, let me give you two examples here to end the show. Neither one of these stocks do I own. One that's caught my eye, the cloud is red hot right now. The software cloud, especially cloud-based. Coupa Software has been showing up in my screens as an A-plus momentum stock. It was ranked number 66 overall yesterday. The symbol is coop. If like fly the coop. He flew the coop. I don't know what happened to him. Well, Coupa is not flying the coop. It's headquartered in San Mateo, California, the former home of Bay Meadows Racetrack, where they ran thoroughbreds. Now it's probably a big tech company, publicly traded tech company or something like that, occupying that ground. I stood in the Bay Meadows winner's circle maybe 10 years ago with Russell Bays and Flight of the Lake, a little horse that we owned a piece of. They vanned him up to Bay Meadows, and he easily won a race up there. It was all fun. It was all good. But now it's Coupa Software. That's where it is. $4.3 billion in market cap. The stock just crushed their earnings estimates today. The earnings were up 150%, and their sales were up 38%. They continue to grow by about 30 to 40% per year. Now, this is a small cap company. This is an aggressive growth company. They're more volatile. There's more risk. I don't own Coupa. It's one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. And as I say, yesterday in the app, it was ranked at number 66. And despite the NASDAQ being down 100 points at the current time, at one time it was down 126 points, Coupa is breaking out. It's up 8.1%. That's $5.69 per share as it breaks out to a new all-time high. One of those stocks climbing the mountain as far as growth, as far as performance, as far as market cap goes. I like stocks that are climbing, not stocks that are descending. Now, the other hot area of the market, which I believe is growing into a big giant bubble, but until then, it continues to be one of the strongest areas of the market. And that's this gene therapy. It's also biotech. An A-plus stock that's hitting a new high today. GTHX. Let's see how it ranks in the Best Stocks Now app. G1 Therapeutics, which is headquartered in Research Triangle, North Carolina. Did you know that North Carolina had a research triangle? It's better than the Bermuda Triangle. GHTX is up 177% over the last 12 months. It's on my A-plus momentum grade list here today, which is about 100 stocks. This stock came public at about $15 per share last year, a very quiet IPO. It has not been quiet since. It's at $61 per share. From that auspicious start, it's nearly quadrupled from its IPO last year. It's now a $2.05 billion market cap company. And the stock is bucking the overall direction of the tech sector today. And it's breaking out, pushing its nose a little bit above its resistance level today. Resistance has been at 60. It's breaking through 60. That's very close to a 52-week high. So there's just a couple examples of stocks that are on the right side of that mountain, climbing that mountain instead of reaching the top and then starting to fall backwards down that mountain, like the Verizons and the AT&Ts, the Philip Morrises of the world. Those are the kind of stocks that I don't want to own. That's just me. They may be big, recognizable names, but they're shrinking. And when earnings shrink, when sales shrink, stock prices shrink. Because stock prices follow earnings. Just like they follow the stock's earnings growth up the hill, eventually earnings peak, earnings start to recede, and the stock follows right behind. Earnings are the leader. They are what leads companies higher, and on the other side, they lead companies lower. Well, I sent out a pretty good newsletter, I think, if I say so myself, this past weekend. I featured one stock. It's the best growth story that I saw all last week. And it's a large cap stock. And I believe it has a lot of growth in front of it. The Dow just went positive, by the way. NASDAQ's still underwater by 100. If you'd like to read about what I think is one of the best growth stories in the market today, if you're patient with it, let it continue to do what it's been doing. It's got some wonderful management leading the way. It keeps rising up in rank, becoming a big player in its space. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com and just say, hey, I want to sign up for your weekly newsletter. Now the NASDAQ's only down 90. We got a rally. It was down 126 points. We're up 36 in the NASDAQ. It looks like the testimony may be starting to end here. Nothing very big yet coming from it all. It's not the death of FANG. It's not the death of social media after all. Well, go to the website. And if you'd like to have somebody manage money for you, why not check us out? GundersonCapital.com. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.